Excerpt from Small Steps, read and written by Lena Panayotova. The lamp in the town of X was starting to dim its red hue as 70101 was returning from his shift. 70101 never strayed away from his routine. He woke up when the alarm of the town went off, brushed his teeth with his red toothbrush with its red tufts, washed his face with red soap, and then dried it with a red towel. The people in the town of X didn't have a beard or any body hair of that sort, so no one shaved. After not shaving, 70101 would open his breakfast smoothie bottle. He didn't know what was in it, but he never wondered. The smoothies were blunt and tasted like a soggy red carton. They contained the exact daily intake of calories one had to take to maintain weight to the gram. After drinking his breakfast, he went to work, where he remained until the second sirens were heard. Then everyone would get back to their rooms, drink their dinner, and sleep. It was how it was and how it would always be. Not that people in X ever thought about the future. They did not have concepts we have, like time, and with time, notions of past, present, and future. Nor did they have such things as feelings, dreams, or family. The population of X knew everything they needed to know about how to live their lives, and they got that information by entering into the town as toddlers. The toddlers were raised in nurseries. The number of children who appeared in X was equal to the number of people who died. With every passing stage of a child's life, different responsibilities came. Once they were taught how to write, they started keeping a report book of what they had been doing until they went to bed. The next stage would be for them to be divided into categories at random. At random because they were all the same, and there was no way of finding a difference between the children. Not even in their appearance, since they all had whitish blonde hair, milky translucent skin through which one can study the blood vessels in the human body, and though great eyes. Their heads were bald and had no bumps on them. There was not a single flaw on their bony bodies. Once children were put into a category, it would be made known what their job would be for the rest of their lives, which were not long by any means. They would start observing how the job is done, then at some point would be given small roles to carry out and get used to. And that cycle was repeated. People didn't know how it started, but no one asked. The only proof of the beginning of everything was displayed on the only nursery in the town, which also served as a crematorium. It was a scripture on one of the three walls which said, "You do not belong to anyone. You do not need. You do not ask questions." And that is true. People living in X had never had nor felt what we feel or have. They did not have art. Their ears had never heard a melody different from the sirens that howled red on two occasions per day. Once when they were asleep and had to wake up, and once when they were working and had to go home. They had never seen text other than the dictionary, the nursery wall text, and the newspaper. Xenians only had one newspaper, and in that newspaper there was no news, but only the numbers of how many things had been manufactured that day. Every day, the numbers varied, but never by more or less than 100. One day, there would be 200 pairs of shoes manufactured. The next, there would be 300. The next would be 400. The next would be 300. The next would be 400, and so on. People scanned this newspaper when they were riding the train on their way to work. It had always been that way, and no one knew that they could not read it if they did not want to. However, of course, they did not want or not want anything. Another thing people of X were able to read was the dictionary. It was not manufactured along with the newspaper, since there was a certain number of dictionaries distributed among people, and there was never a shortage or excess of dictionaries in the town of X. It had exactly 5,000 words in it, most of them being nouns, which were divided in different categories relating to one's job. However, no one had read the dictionary. People knew the words they needed and needed only the words they knew.